When it comes to the best position group on the team, this one may be giving the linebackers a run for their money.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Could the safeties slash nickel room be giving the linebackers a run for their money as it comes to, as it relates to being the best position group on the team? We'll talk about that and talk about why that safety room could be one of the bigger strengths on the team. And we're going to mention two guys that were brought up yesterday when talking with Coach Tim Banks. But before we do that, we're going to give a quick shout out to Ford Stokes with Active Wealth, and also Zach Blackerby with Active Wealth. You can book a appointment directly into Ford's calendar just because you listen to the barn. Nobody else can do this. You go to calendly.com/Ford Stokes, calendly.com/Ford Stokes, and get prepared for retirement. You kind of have to do that before you retire. So show them some love. It's Ford Stokes and Zach Blackerby with Active Wealth. We got to speak with Coach Tim Banks yesterday. Obviously, he runs that safety room. And, you know, there's been a lot of conversation about what's the best position group on the team. And I don't think anybody really would argue that linebackers are probably at the top. But the more I hear, the more I see, and in particular what was talked about yesterday, the more I think that the safety room could be right there nipping on their heels. I think it's going to be, it has the potential to be a strength of the team next year. And one reason in particular is positional flexibility. And this is something that Tim Banks talked about yesterday, because I think people were asking, like, who's going to play where? And I don't believe that this was just coach speak. I don't believe that this was just a running interference, because you don't want to tip your hand on who's playing where. He said, whether you're talking star, field safety, boundary safety, all those guys are interchangeable at this point. In other words, I can't give you the first three out there at the two safety spots and at nickel, because literally any of them could play any of the positions that we just listed. He says, with all the tempo teams that you'll see, you'll need guys that'll be able to play any of those spots. You don't want to be pigeonholed in a, he's only that. So the more you can do, the better it is. So we're force feeding guys at this point. Another thing that positional flexibility does is it kind of almost doubles your depth if you think about it. You know, you think about a traditional two deep, where it's like, okay, who's my 1A and who's my number one at nickel, and then who's my number two? And that's two guys. And then who's my number one at, you know, field safety and my number two? Who's my number one at boundary safety and my number two? Well, when those guys can also play the other positions, it takes a two deep into really a three deep, just like that, with the same amount of guys, which I think is invaluable, because, again, you're not pigeonholing anybody. So when you got two guys locked into only boundary safety and they can't do anything else, well, what happens if, you know, both of them go down? You know, who steps in then, when, you know, your nickel could jump back there when the first guy goes down, or for whatever situation or whatever defense you're facing calls for it. You know, your nickel guy could jump back at boundary safety, and it's better than just having, you know, a pigeonhole of this guy is a this, and that's all that he is. He mentioned his whole safety room, pretty much being able to do multiple things. When you have, you know, when you're talking about matchups, when you're talking about, you know, from week to week, you know, looking at a different offense, you're not necessarily solving it with, you know, a cookie cutter group of, you know, positions. You're able to mix and match based off of the personnel that you're going up against. There's a really, you know, if you got a particular slot receiver that is potentially smaller, and we're kind of alluding to something a little bit later, maybe you could put a, if you got a bigger guy that can run, and then, you know, that's going to put the offense in a blocking liability, like that could be a matchup. There's millions of different variations that you could, you know, play out here. Again, I think when you're talking about guys like Eric Winters being able to play multiple positions, be flexible, walk down, and potentially, you know, even rush the passer. When you're talking about guys like Caleb Harris that can play multiple positions, when you're talking about guys like, you know, Sylvester Smith-Reed who could play multiple positions, Anquan Fagans, he even mentioned that some of those guys could even bump out to corner if needed. I don't really remember the last time there was this much talk about cross training and, you know, positional flexibility, particularly at safety, and maybe ever. Champ's been a guy that I feel like has done it, has played multiple positions, but it doesn't ever seem like it almost seemed like it was out of necessity and not as like a game plan. So I'm telling you, man, that linebacker room is tough. That linebacker room is deep, and it is extremely talented. But, hey, I'm not sleeping on this safety room either. I think that they have the opportunity to be just as good or just as impactful, how about that, as that linebacker room, because of the talent, A, and then the ability to mix and match when needed, according to Tim Banks. We're going to talk about two guys in particular that he called out, and we'll do those in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to the PTAC Precision Tune Auto Care. Beat the heat. It was so hot. I think it was record-breaking hot yesterday. Hottest day I've ever – I mean, it was ridiculous. And you definitely don't want your AC going out or not performing when we have days like this. You can take advantage of their Beat the Heat special, free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis, and then $50 off any AC repairs over $300. They're open from, you know, they're open now at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you get there between 7 and 9, you can get a $50 oil change. I'm about to drop mine off tomorrow to get the oil change. Best deal in town. It's at the corner of Pepperell Parkway and Veterans Parkway, where two parkways collide. It's Precision Tune Auto Care. We'll be back right after this. He talked about several guys. Okay, so it's not like these were the only one. He talked about pretty much everybody, but I liked the things that he said about Eric Winters and then obviously Champ Anthony as well. But we're going to talk about Eric Winters right now. He said that he's going to be one of the bigger safeties in the country, which I think is interesting. He'll be one of the bigger safeties in the country, and he's playing that way. He's playing with some violence. And this is what I kind of alluded to earlier. He said a slot receiver blocking him could be a mismatch. And kind of echoing back to what we talked about in the first segment, being able to put him all over the field. Eric Winters has done a tremendous job. We're playing him all over the field, and he's been awesome. Just once again, reiterating that fact. We pride ourselves in being able to be interchangeable. We're moving guys around a lot in different spots, and those guys have handled it extremely well, especially Eric. So get ready to see a bunch of Eric Winters this upcoming year. I know that we've kind of been waiting for that, would have liked to seen even more of him last year. He's a bigger guy. I want to look up his size right now, because I feel like it was something crazy. Yeah, 6'2", 215. I mean, and he looks bigger than that. He looks tall. I would have thought he was taller than 6 foot. When we interviewed him, was it the first day, I believe, potentially? I think he came the first day of practice. They got to interview him, or we got to interview him. And, you know, I'm 5'9", 5'10", and it felt like he was, you know, a good head taller than me. He's just a big guy. And a big guy back there that can run is a weapon, because there's going to be some teams that are going to be more physical. There's going to be teams that are going to want to run the ball. And then there's going to be teams that are going to go tempo and, you know, throw it around. And when you don't necessarily have to sub him in and out to protect him, sub him in and out based off of the matchup, because he could be a liability when they, you know, want to spread out and run. That's just huge. Again, when we're talking about the depth chart, that's like adding, you know, that's like doubling your depth when you're able to be flexible from game to game, from lineup to lineup, from matchup to matchup. I just think it's big. I think it's big for that room. And he could be one of the best of that room. As a matter of fact, I'm almost kind of expecting him to be the lead guy of that room. And that, I mean, that's even with Caleb Harris, who by no means am I saying or thinking he's having a, you know, a bad year or expect him to have a down year. I just think Eric Winters is on a meteoric rise to becoming a premier safety, nickel, whatever you want him to be in this league. So, loving the stuff that I'm hearing about Eric Winters, and then obviously Champ Anthony. And the more and more I think, the more and more I listen, the more and more I watch, the more valuable I believe Champ Anthony becomes day by day, hour by hour. And it's not necessarily, I think, the staff's value, the staff's view of his value, it's sort of like our view of his value. Like, it's clear as practice goes on and you see how much Champ's involved, it's like, okay, it's pretty clear that this isn't just, you know, working a guy back in from injury. This is a dude that's a factor that they are going to be able to utilize in multiple spots, and he is vitally important for this room's success, not only from just a leadership. I mean, the guy is has been injured, has had some really unfortunate injuries his whole career, but he's like a team captain every single time, or he's a guy that everybody looks to lead no matter what. And there's a reason for that. Coach Banks said, Champ's a kid that I talked about the safety spot, he could easily slide out to corner and bring us some versatility there as well. That's not easy. That's not easy to go be sort of like a between the hash guy and then be put out on an island. But if the matchup calls for it, you could see Champ potentially do that. You move Winters all over the field, you can move Champ all over the field, you know, safety who could slide out to a corner. You know, that's kind of what we're talking about. That's the theme of today. He's been banged up a ton. Everybody knows his story. We finally see him healthy, hitting on all cylinders. It's been awesome to see. That's coming from Tim Banks. And I think it's easy to – Champ's also an easy guy to pull for. He's an easy guy to want to have a good year. And I don't think it's just like for a storyline as to why he's out there and doing what he's doing and leading. I mean, I think the kid's just super talented. And he's just kind of just has that it factor. He's a true leader. He's a passionate kid. Football's extremely important to him. Brotherhood's extremely important to him. He's not a guy that just talks about it. He lives it. When he says it, he means it, and he stands on it. You can't always tell what a person believes by what they say, but you can always tell what a person believes by the way they act. And that's what Tim Banks is talking about. He ain't just – is Champ's not just about rah-rah. Champ's just not about being a vocal leader. Yeah, he can be a vocal leader, but it ain't just about yapping. You know what I mean? I'm gonna tell you about it, and then I'm going to go out and do it and show you. That's why I think this room, man, and there's multiple – Caleb Harris is obviously going to be a big factor. I mentioned Sylvester Smith-Reed is going to be a big factor. And Anquan Fagans, I know he's a little bit banged up right now. When he gets back to full health, he's going to be a factor, and he's going to be super versatile. When you start stacking up these names and you start thinking about all of the different ways that they can be utilized, you know, to attack a particular offense, I'm telling you, man, them linebackers better buckle up. It's not a competition. It's not like there's an award you get for being the best position group out there. But, man, when you talk about, I feel like it's been unanimous that the linebackers are the dogs on this team. That safety room is pretty sneaky. I'm telling you, they're going to be fun to watch. Let me know what you think. Which guy that we talked about do you think is going to be the most vital for that back end of the secondary? And is there, you know, some sleeper names that we're not talking about? I know that Fred Gaskin was mentioned. I think he's made some plays this fall already. Where does he fit in? I mean, I'm just going down the list, man, and there's just dudes. A lot of dudes that can play that are very, very talented. And I think with the flexibility, you'll be able to get more of them on the field and keep people fresh, protect from injuries, and still be weapons. Just call it, still be weapons. Guys, I really appreciate you listening. Make sure you like. Make sure you subscribe. We'll talk again soon. We're going to go live this afternoon. We have practice viewing period at 9. We'll go live around 2 o'clock again to recap and have a little Q&A, so make sure you're there for that. It'll be, you know, green names will be given priority, so if you want to join the membership, not only do you get all of the bonus content, but you also get, you know, first priority when it comes to talking and asking questions in these on these lives. So we'll talk again this afternoon. Y'all take it easy. We're out of here. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.